honestly makes you want to question why you are doing what you're doing, and you wonder what you're doing, and you think, you know, I could do this elsewhere, I suppose, and I'd happily do it anywhere, you know, if it's non-league, just to be playing. That's what it teaches, that lesson. But no, I suppose all I want to do is succeed and work as hard as possible to do that. And I suppose if you do that and it's not quite working out, you can't do any more. But thankfully, it's hopefully starting to pay off.
Were you really that low, Chris?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's tested a lot of kind of relationships in my life. So, and thankfully, my strongest one, family's still together. So that's the most important thing.
And what role in that has Nigel Clough played?
So the big one, really. Just to be, I suppose, my whole career, I perform for people that want me to perform, that believe in me. And I suppose there was definitely that sort of vibe that wasn't here before. I felt like I was here. I wasn't really sure why I was here, sort of thing. So yeah, I suppose historically, any club or manager that wants me, if you look at my record, I do the business for them.
And was it a feeling that the previous manager didn't want you, Chris?
I suppose it became that way, yeah. For whatever reason, I just didn't fit into that style, which is fair enough. And I'm grateful to be allowed to actually go out and play in a side that did play to my style. And now I'm back. Hopefully, they do play to that, and I can continue to do that.
You're back. You've had a difficult time. How do you feel tonight?
I feel all right. I'll just keep going with it.
Sorry, just one final question. And so what happens now then, Chris? What happens about the loan? You're back at the Albion. What does the future hold for you?
I'm not totally sure. If you'd asked me a week ago, I'd have just thought it lied up north, because that's what the idea was. But I'm down here. I'm professional. And if I wanted to do a job, then I'll do a job.